24 municipal employees represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers have been without a contract for 3 years. Management and labor made final wage offers earlier this month. The union proposed an across-the-board $2.50 an hour raise. Rangel responded with a much lower amount, though it wasn't made public. Interim borough manager Carol Rushmore says she was informed the offer wasn't accepted.
The assembly had been notified by union members on Friday that a vote had occurred and that they had voted to strike.
She says no strike date was given. Union leaders in Anchorage didn't return calls. The borough assembly scheduled a special meeting at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday to consider the situation. Rushmore says Rangel has about 35 managers and non-union staffers, and it's looking for more in case of a strike.
We have put out a public notice for temporary employees that might be able to assist us with certain skills. So there's a job announcement just for temporary assistance so that we can draw from a pool of applicants.
Police and firefighters are not part of the union, so their service would continue. But many other government functions would slow or shut down. That includes road and sidewalk maintenance, building permits and inspections, and boat haulouts at the Marine Service Center.
One of the things that we have said would be suspended, at least initially, would be curbside garbage collection. So that is something that that we would have to handle, and they would maybe have to haul their own garbage to our waste transfer station.
That's where collected trash is moved to shipping containers that are barged to Lower 48 landfills. Rushmore says non-union staff will continue necessary public services, including water, sewer, and electricity. That's unless there's a major breakdown. Petersburg Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht says the strike threat has delayed planned maintenance of the power grid that supplies his community, as well as Rangel and Ketchikan.
It appears with a labor negotiation situation that Rangel may be minus some people, and they asked if the rest of the Southeast Alaska Power Authority members could hold off on this planned shutdown while they work on their labor issues.
It's seasonal work that shoots for a time when energy use is down. That reduces the expense of using diesel generators instead of hydroelectric plants.
We use the most electricity in the wintertime for electric heat. So in the summertime, we like to try, before the cannery processors start getting up and running full speed, we do kind of maintenance issues. And to do that, we have to bring the inner tie that connects us to the rest of the system down, and Rangel does the same.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers agreed to an earlier plan to increase members' health benefit costs. The union said the raise is needed to keep workers' overall pay from dropping. It also said it's not asking for the raise to be retroactive, which saves the borough money. That's a common term in such contracts. I'm Ed Schoenfeld.